Damian, thanks for joining us this week. We are starting things off with some not so good news when it comes to new unemployment claims. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, kind of shocking news, I think, coming out of New Mexico. I mean, we've seen new jobless claims, which are kind of looked at by the Labor Department as a proxy for layoffs. We've seen them increasing week over week for the past few weeks, but this week they increased to 4,158 in the week ending June 12th. And that actually, Anthony, comes close to rivaling the 4,536 new claims that we saw at the same time last year. So when we look at job recovery in New Mexico, we're really not on a whole lot better footing than we were at this time in 2020.
Okay. Well, we'll obviously stay updated with you all on that story. I want to move on and talk about a pretty exciting story, especially if you're living on the East Mesa in Las Cruces, and that is the new coffee place in town. It is a popular place.
If you were living on social media, a friend of mine just posts like 15 Dutch Bros posts all at once. Like this is what it's like to be right now on social media. And yeah, they opened last Thursday, the big grand opening in Las Cruces, and it was a huge hit. They have seen exceptional community interest. And of course, this new location, it's kind of unique in the sense that it's drive-through only. They do have a walk-up window, so you can do that. But they're located just off of Bataan Memorial East. And since the moment they opened, the lines have just been extraordinarily long. I mean, to the point that they have to bring in LCPD off-duty officers to direct traffic.
Wow. Damian, I want to move on and talk about another story, and that is with a local brewery in town that has launched a mobile service in the area. What can you tell us about?
Do you mean the Ambulance?
That's what I'm talking about, the Ambulance. Tell us all about it.
We've talked before about Icebox Brewery and kind of how they're growing around the city. But if you're having a beer emergency, there is no need to worry because Icebox Brewing's brand new Ambulance is equipped and they're ready to serve. So what they did is they went out, they acquired a van for keg and supply delivery between their three locations, you know, moving kegs around between the Picacho Brewery and Tap Room, the North Main Tap Room, their new location downtown, the Boneyard Cantina. And this vehicle has got a very special feature in that it's refrigerated inside and has got taps on the outside. So they can serve walk-up customers.
All right, Damian. Well, it's good to know that in case someone has a beer emergency in town, they know who to call. I want to thank you for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.